NRP Episode 0, Getting to Know Each Other, or Hi. Hi, I'm Ben. I draw cartoons. You can say I'm a bit of a toonhead. I've been reading, watching, loving cartoons as far back as I can remember. I've been drawing webcomics since 2002. I decided to start a podcast as something of a production diary. I'd like to get people involved as I write and illustrate books and other projects. I want to get feedback from people who like what I do, and I'd like to get some dialogue going with other creators. And plenty of non-creators like to peek behind the scenes and see how things run, so I thought, why not? Some of these will just be giving away some tips and tricks I've picked up over the years, or earnestly asking questions of myself and anybody listening. My brother Frank's going to be on a few of them with me, as well as my buddy Kyle. Hopefully once things get going, I can talk some of my other friends into coming on to a few episodes, maybe get some interviews with some other creators. Right now I'm focused on smaller collections of books, one-offs, and possibly some ongoing series. After spending like 7 years with the same characters, I think it's time I just spent a couple of weeks or so on individual stories and see where it takes me. Saying that end goal of a finished book is very important. There's the overall goal of having a bunch of books to sell at cons, but having the week-by-week breakdown is going to be important in feeling like I've accomplished something. In so many weeks, I can say I finished a book. In so many months, a series. I also consider myself something of an animator, so I'm going to try my hand at things like flip books and animated shorts. Those are probably going to be long-term projects, though. Animating by yourself takes a lot of planning and laying stuff out. That's why I got into comics. I could come up with an idea for a strip and post it online by the end of the day. It's going to be interesting doing these self-contained stories. When I made webcomics, it was usually about the strip of the day. Even if there was some overarching story, the mind has to be focused on getting the day's update done and posted. Making a book like that was usually selecting a chunk of story that could function by itself. And even then, there's going to be overlap when the first couple pages had to be some backstory on where characters came from or how they got into that particular adventure, or something gets alluded to that only people visiting the site see. Even if your site updates a couple times a week, putting comics on the web is a real grind, and you have to have something there for people to see that day. When you get in that strip-a-day or whatever mindset, it gets hard to work ahead and build a buffer, and I find it creeps into the writing. Of course, when your strip doesn't have a template and changes day by day, it's not particularly solid, can be hard to follow, and you run the risk of having trouble printing it later. I think it's probably best to keep a page template. A certain aspect ratio you can always use to fill books, but the actual panels can change depending on the story. I mean, I've done 4 3-panel strips, and after a while, it just da-da-da-da-da-da-da gets in your head. So, anyway, thanks for listening to Episode 0, and coming up in other episodes, I'll be talking about webcomics, stuff I've done, how to get started in webcomics, and all kinds of other fun things. Later, everybody. Check out NoRightsProductions.com. Don't forget to email me at Ben@NoRightsProductions.com.